What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with Prairie Paws Rescue, we have Kay John. And Kay, welcome to our show.
I appreciate you having me here today.
We appreciate you coming in here as well. We always love hearing about Prairie Paws Rescue and everything you guys are up to. We have a big event coming up here on April 2nd that we're going to talk about. But Kay, for our listeners, what is Prairie Paws Rescue?
We are a nonprofit, foster home-based, all-volunteer animal rescue. We started back in 2007, and we've placed over, I looked at the tally, over 4,000 animals Wow. in our mission so far. And we are all volunteers. Any donations made to our rescue go directly to the animals because nobody gets paid. The animals are kept in foster homes, a home setting. That way we get to know about their personalities, if they like other dogs, if they like cats, if they like kids, that type of thing. So that way when we place an animal, the return rate is pretty slim because we know that animal and we're not going to pull any punches. We're going to tell you, you know, the animal's not house trained or the dog can't walk on a leash or the dog needs a fenced yard. And we would rather do 6 good adoptions a year than 100 ones, get them out the door.
Absolutely. So with that in mind too, Kay, obviously fundraisers like what we have coming up support that, but I know Prairie Paws Rescue would welcome volunteer families and foster families still.
Absolutely. We just have a new foster family up in the Carrington area. And, you know, they're excited. And I told them, I said, the first pet you foster is going to be the hardest to let go. Yeah. And that's why we've lost a lot of our foster homes, because they become foster fails. I have many times over, but I still foster. But anyway, so we do welcome those foster families, and we take care of everything. If you want to open your home and heart to being a foster parent, we provide all the pet food, all the supplies, the pet needs, the dishes, the medical work, the whatever. And then you give us a little bit more background on the pet. And then once we get applications in, we have that potential adopter visit with you to see if it's going to be a good fit. And then we carry on.
I love it. Kay John again with Prairie Paws Rescue today on Let's Talk About It. Prairie Paws Rescue, again, a nonprofit that's been doing this since 2007. So been doing it for quite some time, Kay. And putting on fundraisers like the one we have coming up here on April 2nd, getting another fur baby involved. The Easter Bunny is going to be in this.
Exactly. We've got a very friendly looking Easter Bunny costume. And last year during the pandemic, what we did, we wanted to do a little fundraiser. We had people email us and we made visits with our Easter Bunny door to door with a few goodies. We just set the goodies on the porch or on the step, and then we backed up and had the Easter Bunny wave to the kids.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're kind of in a slump with the pandemic, we figured we would go ahead and do a fundraiser, this time a gathering type of a thing. And we are going to have our Easter Bunny there. We've got a cute backdrop set up. It's got an arch with balloons and everything. And you can bring the kids in and have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny. We need to stress that we're not having a photographer there. So you just bring your cell phone in and take that picture. That way there's no delay in getting the pictures. You can get them out in time for Easter. Should really stress that the tickets that we have for sale, only advance tickets. And the reason we're doing this, that way we know how many pancakes to prepare for, how much sausage to prepare for, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And those tickets are available at the area vet clinics, Dr. Don's Pet Stop, Country Acres, Southwood, or any Prairie Paws volunteer. And I would not hesitate to get those tickets. We have over, I would say, 3/4 of them sold so far. And this is a kid-friendly event, but it's funny. We have more adult tickets sold than we do kids, which is funny. And the adult tickets are $8, include your breakfast with pancakes and sausage. And then the kids tickets ages zero to 12 are $4. And we have some fun games that we're going to be playing with the kids. We've got a duck pond and a little Easter egg basket thing that you can play. Mm-hmm. And tons of silent auction items. I was just visiting with you prior to this. I said, oh, we're only going to have like 10 silent auction items to keep it small. Well, the community here and in Carrington has been so generous. So we are going to have I guess the word plethora of silent auction items. So something for everyone, whether you're a kid or a grown adult, we're going to have something for everyone.
So this is coming up, breakfast with the Easter Bunny at Club 1883 KC Hall, Saturday, April 2nd, 9 to 11. And Yeah, don't wait on those tickets. Get them ahead of time. Kay, anything else? Are you still, I mean, you have a lot of items to give away, but is there any other things that anybody who's listening may be able to do to help with Prairie Paws or your fundraiser?
With Prairie Paws, always looking for volunteers. Okay. As far as foster homes, we always tell people if you can't foster, if you can help even the current foster homes get the pets to vet appointments.
Sure.
Pick up donations. We have several businesses here in town that, you know, have pet food that, you know, is either expired or getting ready to be expired. Or people say, oh, I have some blankets I need to donate. We need those people to help go and pick those items up, because most of us work during the weekday and during the evening for my case. And then that way we can, you know, get those donations to where they need to be in the foster homes.
And I do want to jump back to the tickets again. This is something we should also stress. You do need to get them ahead of time, because they won't be available at the door.
They will not be available at the door. And I know Dr. Don's Pet Stop, they're constantly calling me, run out of tickets. So I would not wait and hesitate, because a lot of people are going, well, if it storms, I don't want to buy a ticket, you know, type thing. But I think, fingers crossed, I think we're done with the storm.
Fingers crossed. I agree with you. Kay, if people have questions about events, about becoming a volunteer, making a donation, helping out, or just, again, learning more about Prairie Paws, where are some places they can go to learn more?
We have a number of things that you can do to contact us. We have a website, prairiepawsrescue.com. We have a Facebook page that is kept up to date. Or you can give me a call, 701-320-4553. And I would be more than happy to answer your questions about anything having to do with Prairie Paws.
There you go. Breakfast with the Easter Bunny. Circle Saturday, April 2nd, and get your tickets. Do not wait. Kay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.